Well, if you've listened to Blair and Barker at all lately, and if you haven't, well, shame on you for that. If you've listened to Blair and Barker at all lately, you know that Kevin and I have kind of made a pact. And that pact is, until proven otherwise, we're just going to treat Vladdy Jr. as a good player. We're not going to go with the superstar thing. We're not going to go with the generational hitter thing. None of that. And until proven otherwise, he, to me, and I think to Kevin, I mean, he's the number two hitter in a lineup that isn't really good right now. That's probably the best way to put it. But, Kevin, we've got to talk about Vladdy Jr.'s defense tonight. Three unearned runs. The Royals win 3-2. A game where Kevin Gausman, look, I'm not going to try to make too big a deal out of this, but something doesn't look right with Kevin Gausman. He's not getting a lot of swings and misses. He is throwing a lot of fastballs. He lived and died with soft contact today. He had, two strikeouts, 12 ground ball outs. We'll talk about Kevin Gausman, but we've got to start with that play involving Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It's great. I've got a guy who's played first base an awful lot, put in an awful lot of time at first base here. It was a bouncing ball to IKF. Kyle Isbell, the hitter. IKF makes the play, makes the throw. Kevin, I'll let you tell me what happened to Vladdy in that play. Bottom line, a run scores, then Bobby Witt Jr. comes up, hits a two-run double, and, that is basically the ball game. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Your chance to weigh in on what you saw from Vladdy and Kevin Gausman tonight. Maybe it's nice to celebrate how Kevin Gausman grinded through the game, but it's been a whole hell of a lot of grinding so far for Kevin Gausman early in the year. Maybe it's something we've missed. Kevin, I want to talk about that play.
Yeah, look, 3-2, I don't know why it feels like it was 10-2.
You made that point, and I agreed with you. I thought it was over. 3-2, I thought the game was over.
Yeah, that's how it feels right now. I think the Vladdy thing at first base, he has really soft hands. He has good hands. He has atrocious footwork around the bag. I've said this to you a bazillion times. The bag's never been bigger. You should never have to reach across your body on a throw from a third baseman who is running towards the second baseman. Like your footwork around that bag should never be stationary. It should always be fluid. And what I mean by that is sort of your feet is going towards where the ball is going to end up. It's not I run over, stick my foot in the middle of the bag, and I try and stretch the opposite way the ball is going because I think I have soft enough hands and good enough hand-eye coordination that I can catch 99% of the balls. I think he thinks he can do that. It's just when it looks this way, that's when you start wondering and scratching your head about, again, it is real simple. Run over, take both feet, stand in front of the bag, use the corners of the bag.
And you are right. The bags are literally bigger than they've ever been.
They've never been bigger. Now, I've never played a baseball game with the size of bags that these things are, but I can tell you when I played, Cecil Cooper used to get me out in spring training and force me to use my feet around the bag because I wanted to use the edges of the bag to its fullest. If I use every edge, I should most of the time be catching those balls in the air because it's the big leagues. Most of those infielders are really good, accurate throwers, and most of the time aren't going to make bad throws. But when they do, that's when your feet are most important when it just comes to the edges of those bags. So that was one of those things. It's almost like whenever you stand in the middle of the bag, you lose sight of the baseball because you have to step across your body to catch it, especially when you're a right-handed thrower, meaning you catch the ball with your left hand, you have to reach across your body, you lose sight of the baseball, and some of the times you miss it. And, you know, it's little things like this, right? When your pitcher is doing things that the pitchers are doing and you ain't scoring no runs, every single play matters. And it just so happens that That was the deciding factor of the game. That's one of those at the big league level, when you've won a gold glove, you should never miss, ever. There's no excuse for it.
Yeah, and you know, you look at this game and you look at the runs that the Blue Jays scored in this game. This kind of, for me, compounds it. Okay, we know that they were 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on. Okay, they're the Blue Jays. That happens. But, Kevin, you played a team tonight that made two egregious errors. One, Adam Fraser, I think. We call it an error in that base running towards home and the ball hit to the pitcher. And secondly, I don't know what planet Kyle Isbell was on, but Justin Turner at third base, a shallow fly ball to center, you've got to make that throw home. Like you've got to throw Justin Turner out at home on that play. And those are two runs that I think were gifted, or one run gifted to the Blue Jays and another base running error that took Kansas City out of a scoring opportunity. The door was open there.
Yeah, I think you got to, you know, as a whole, the lineup has to stop trying so hard. Yeah, I know that sounds very little league-ish, but you can see it. I mean, Vladdy's stepping in the bucket. He's long. He's trying to take three big daddy hacks each at bat. Just doesn't work at this level. The way they add and subtract and can throw a secondary pitch and get you to get yourself out, you got to do better. You know, you could go down the lineup. Every single guy is sort of trying to do that because they see what their buddy in front of them is not doing, and they want to help out and try and score runs until they sort of deep breath, exhale, walk to the plate, trust what they're doing off the field. What do we hear all the time? Trust the process. Well, until you start seeing guys do that, the 3-2s are going to feel like 10-2s.
The Jays, by the way, if you were watching the game, you'll know that Kevin Kiermaier was removed from the game with a left hip flexor issue, left hip flexor discomfort. That's from John Schneider. He's being evaluated tonight. So maybe tomorrow we'll find out whether a roster move is necessitated. And boy, wouldn't that be interesting considering the way a couple of guys are hitting at Triple A right now, considering the fact that this team really isn't hitting worth a lick. Patrick in Toronto, you're on Blue Jays Talk. What's up, Patrick?
Oh, good evening. I have to confess that Vladdy's wearing a bit thin for me, and I'm wondering...
You and me both.
Maybe Kevin can answer. Is he ever going to become a disciplined hitter? What on earth does he have against a fastball right down the middle of the plate?
Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, I mean, I'll pass it over to Kevin.
Yeah, look, that's a fair question. Again, everybody struggled at things. You know, in life, your job, you struggle at it. Right now, Vladdy's doing that. And, again, he's struggling a lot. And when you have mechanical flaws like he does and can't, you know, a lot of the times put his A swing on different quadrants of the strike zone because of all the things that are going on before he makes a positive move towards the baseball. Why do you think he's bringing in all these people to try and keep him square to the ball, thinking right field? Like, he's not trying to hit the ball to right field. He just wants direction towards right field so he can stay on the ball longer to get the ball in the air and hopefully square it up more often. I just think, for me, this has been going on for 2 years now with the same lower half, with the same inconsistent movements, where he's not getting his front foot down on time to allow his talent to take all over. There's no doubt he's oozing talent. It's just the fact that...
Is he?
Sooner, absolutely.
He's
sooner
oozing
than
talent.
Later, absolutely. Okay. I've watched him in the cage. I've watched him in batting practice, oozing it. It's
all
just
right.
The consistency of the lower half matching what's going on between the ears. And... for me, until it's like the pitchers. You say Kikuchi and Jose Berríos in the offseason went home and said, you know what I'm doing's not working. I'm going to simplify it so I can repeat it over and over and over again so I'm the best pitcher I can possibly be. I asked the question, and I will continue to ask this. If you walked up to Vladdy and said, can you take your A swing and hit that guy's best velocity in quadrants of the strike zone? I could tell you what the quick answer would be. It would not be, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can. No, he would have to sit and think about it. That will tell you the inconsistencies of his lower half. And for me, until they simplify that, make that shorter, more collision-oriented,
yeah, but
we're going to see the Kevin, ups and downs and the ins and outs and the pulling off been, and the ground balls and third.
Yeah, there haven't been a lot of ups and downs. There haven't been a lot of ups. I mean, there haven't been a lot of ups. Let's be honest.
He hit 24 homers and drove in over 90 runs. So last year he had a solid season. Wasn't the season that we all thought he should have. But 24 and 95 don't grow on trees. So we have to give him credit for that. It's just the expectations that I think we are asking him to do right now for me, with what you're seeing on an everyday basis, with everything that he's trying to do, it's just not feasible. And until he realizes that and just sort of thinks that I need to figure out how to beat the guy to the spot.
John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, was asked about Vladdy's error.
Mistakes happen. Errors are going to happen. Just an inopportune time, obviously, but I haven't looked at it that closely.
John, when Vladdy came in there, did he say what he saw on that or what he felt through that?
No, I didn't. No, I mean, again, he's a good first baseman. You know what I mean? I think it was just, just a bad time, obviously. But, no, didn't talk to him about it. You know, we expected it was a good play by Iz, you know, to get over there and make a good throw. Haven't dissected it, but thought it was, you know, he thought he was going to catch it.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. A tough loss for the Blue Jays tonight in Kansas City. 3-2, three unearned runs on a night when Kevin Gausman battled and battled and battled and battled. A question for you to consider, you listeners, you callers. John Schneider has been awfully patient with this lineup. And we heard Buck refer to it on the telecast tonight. Wanting to wait, I believe it was 90 at-bats, 90 plate appearances. John Schneider's been awfully patient with the top four in this group. Kevin and I addressed this in Blair and Barker. At some point, do you make a move with Springer, who had a good night tonight, or Vladdy? And I'm going to say the same thing that we both say, Kevin. I don't know what you'd do. I don't know where you'd – I mean, if Vladdy's not hitting, putting him in the cleanup spot doesn't help. Putting him in the fifth spot doesn't help. It's not like you can hide a guy who isn't hitting. But clearly, this is going to become an issue at some point soon if the lineup keeps underperforming. Why are you married to that top four? I mean, it has to be asked of John Schneider.
Who would you put in the two hole? Who would you lead off? Who else you got? Who?
Name it's not guy. Working, Kevin.
Who would
it's
you put
not
there?
Working.
You have to have a better option. What's your better option? I mean, you ain't moving Varsho around. Varsho's sort of feeling frisky where he's at. You don't rock that boat. Like, who are you putting up there? Like, you got to have better options. If you're going to sell this to these guys, who are you putting there? Like, John's very good at calling guys in the office and say, you ain't getting it done. I'm going to put this guy there because he is. Who is that person?
So you just keep running out the same
absolutely.
Lineup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've been saying this since spring training that the core and the stars of this team will take them where they're ultimately going to end up.
500, you know, looks like.
You know as well as I know who they think the stars and the core is.
Let's talk about Kevin Gausman tonight. Yes, credit him. He battled all that good stuff we say when a guy manages to stay in a game and he doesn't have his good stuff. But again, Kevin, soft contact, I think 12 ground ball outs. He got 4 whiffs and 51 swings. Didn't get any whiffs on the 4-seamer. It's great that he's battling and well done and all that good stuff, but it's not the Kevin Kiermaier we expected to see, I don't think. We're getting to the point now where the odd spring training and all that, the hiccup in spring training, I think we need to maybe move beyond that and wonder just what the hell is going on here.
I mean, he gave you 6 2/3. I mean, he gave up no runs. If a dude catches the ball at first at a big league first base, he should always catch. Like, he is very good at his craft with two pitches. I mean, every once in a while you're going to go out there two or three starts and just not have it. I mean,
yeah, he's throwing sliders, more and more sliders, though, in the last couple of days.
Yeah, he threw nine of those tonight. I mean, he's throwing enough of those to try and get him off the heater. That's why he's throwing them. He wants to set the fastball in because he doesn't have the extra little tick right now in the velocity. That's why he's throwing it to righties. He wants to throw it, get him looking out there, bust him in, get an easy, quick, soft out to the pull side. Like, he's trying to set the heater up because he doesn't have the extra little gear and velocity. Like, you sort of know that's called pitching. Like, that's what you do when you don't just have your stuff and you can't go out there and go, I got my good splitty. You know I got my 97. There ain't nothing you can do about it. He just right now don't have that. And he's trying to add and subtract, get you a little trickery, you know, get your 13 ground ball outs. If he does it with two punch outs, so what? Again, I think you got to look at the totality. He gave you a quality start and didn't have his good stuff. I mean, that's sort of what this rotation does, right? And they would have won the game if your dude catches the ball at first. That's what I think you got to look at some positives when it comes to a guy that's thrown as much as he has and is trying to do this with the tools that he's trying to do it with. It's real hard to do it with two pitches. It really is. Like, if you don't got one of them, if it ain't working the way it's always supposed to be working, because one's feeding off the other. I speed you up because I throw really hard to get you to swing over top of the split finger because it's got late tunnel, because it's hard, and it's breaking a lot because I'm spinning it with my finish. When you ain't got the velocity, I let it travel. I take it more. It's deeper counts, more pitches in an inning. I'm instead of going 7 1/3, I'm going 6 2/3. So, I'm super impressed by just what you're seeing with what he don't have, with what he's giving you when he goes out there. It's impressive. I mean, again, every once in a while, it'd be nice to see 8 runs on the board. I mean, it's not like they ran into a bunch of really good pitchers tonight. Walker didn't have his good stuff. That's about as bad a walk as you're going to see. And then that stuff they're running out of the bullpen, I mean, that's not Randy Johnson-like stuff. So, just the at-bats, you know, we all know this. We've said this forever, like the consistency of the at-bats when it comes to just grinding them out and trying to get a ball that you can pull in the air with some authority. That's where it's at, right? It's just enough of the thinking and enough of the saying and just get out there and get it done. And hopefully they can, you know, somebody can catch fire. I don't think it's going to be 2 or 3 guys, but it just can't be. It can't be Dalton Varsho. He ain't enough to do this. They need some help. And, you know, maybe it's Springer. Maybe Springer will. He looked a little better tonight. I mean, looked a little bit like he's a little bit more on time. The separation is good, right? When the front foot hits the ground, he's got a little pause before he attacks the baseball. That will tell you he's on time. He needs that. He's an educated guesser. Educated guessers need a little pause because they don't want to chase it what they're not looking for because they're trying to guess their way through at bats. And when he's got that, he's a little bit better. So maybe he will catch fire and get a little
confidence. He rolled a couple of balls up the middle and a nice
hit. It's a hit. It's results.
Yeah,
hits
I know.
A hit.
Yeah. It's not quite the – I'm going to concentrate on pulling the ball more, George Springer, that we were told we were going to see.
It'd be 35 training, in
but
September.
I mean, maybe. Well,
be 35
slow
in September.
Slow bat. Maybe – you know what? Maybe given that we've sort of come to the conclusion that, you know, this is going to be a year of diminished returns offensively from this team, maybe we just have to settle for George Springer getting on base. However, right? And forget about anything else. Get on base.
I think that's plenty if Vladdy is Vladdy of
my
last year.
Point.
I'm not talking about – yeah, I'm not – the Vladdy of a couple of years ago, I don't think you have that conversation anymore. I think you're looking for that Vladdy you had last year, right, where
at
he can run into
year,
you
yeah.
something where that 20 to 27 or 8 and drive in 90 to 97 or 8. I think that's what you're looking for. And if you get that, it's okay for George Springer to hit 3 singles and be late on a heater and hit a lollipop line drive to right. That's okay. He's getting on base and he'll score a bunch of runs. You're fine with that. But if it's all that and you're not getting anything for Vladdy, it's the fanny out and the weak swing and the rollovers to third, that's going to be a tough swallow. So, again, I'm optimistic just because of the way they pitch. Again, I've had this conversation with you. If they can even somewhat get close to meeting in the middle with their starting pitching, I mean, they got a World Series contending rotation. You can't argue that. Like, the stuff they roll out there is – it's elite stuff. It's just offensively, man, it's a grind. Like, mentally, you got to be asking yourself if you're a pitcher, what do they have to do? You don't think Kevin was thinking when he gave up the error, which is not his fault, the game's over. He's losing that. Yep. That's hard to swallow. It's tough at this level to have to go out there and think that every single time you take the hit.
Well, especially when you don't have your – when you don't have your best stuff.
I mean, it's especially even better when you don't have your best stuff and it's still 6 2/3 and you haven't given up a run yet.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays, 3-2 losers to the Kansas City Royals. Three unearned runs, the result of an error on a,
ball that should be caught. Say
on
it,
a
dude.
Ball that should have been caught by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at
first base.
Yeah,
he's a good defender. Most of the time he catches it. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll take a break and come back. Go back to the phone lines. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Are you concerned about Kevin Gausman? What would you do about Vladdy? I mean, we've sat here and we've talked about it since opening day. I got no ideas. I wonder if you do. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting there. Not nearly as consistent as I would like to be and what I expect of myself, but, you know, we're definitely getting there. The timing is getting there. You know, that's the biggest thing with me is my timing has just kind of been a little off, and that's why I've been a little bit sporadic with my fastball command. And so, you know, my other things, my other pitches play off of that. So, yeah, but I feel pretty good with where I'm at right now.
That is Kevin Gausman, 6 2/3 innings tonight. The loser, 0-3 in the year, as a result of the error by Vladdy Jr. 3-2 loss for the Blue Jays. So much for those of us who had Kevin Gausman. You get really good odds in Kevin Gausman winning the American League Cy Young Award at the start of the year. So much for those of us that brought into that. That ain't happening. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590.
And all of a sudden,
I'm being a realist.
Wow.
I'm being
Cheer
a realist.
Cheer up, buddy. Let's go clean that up.
I got to get off here and go watch the Canada's hockey team, the Winnipeg Jets, play. So I'll be all right.
We're only 2 weeks into the season, Beth. Suck it
We're
up.
Not 2 weeks into the season. It's, you're telling me it's early? It's early.
Hey, what I said, we're 2 weeks in. I didn't say
Hey, Vladdy Jr. was asked about his play at first base. This was his answer through the courtesy of interpreter Hector LeBron.
I mean, what am I going to say? I just missed the ball. Period. I mean, of course, yes, I did want to talk to him, and I told him, hey, my bad. I mean, this is baseball, and sometimes, I mean, you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss, make bad plays, but, I mean, sometimes it happens. So yes, I did went to him, and that's all. My bad. I'm good, man. I'm good. Obviously, I mean, it's not the way that I won the results that I won. But even when I hit the ball hard, like today, you know, it didn't go my way, but I'm just going to continue to keep working hard. Overall, we're doing an okay job. I mean, we know where we want to, and not everybody's in the line where you want everybody hot. Of course, it's 2 or 3 there, and we're not hot yet, but, I mean, there are a lot, and there's some other guys that are hot, but we'll get there. We'll get there. We're going to be good.
There you go. That is Vladdy through his interpreter.
Yeah, I like that he's on the defensive side of the thing in the air and, you know, going to Kevin. Yeah, you know, Vladdy's a good dude. I mean, I know it's
well,
easy to pile on.
Well, this is the frustrating thing. Look, we've talked about this. He works hard. He's a good kid.
Everybody works hard.
He works hard. He's a good kid. He's smart. So this makes me wonder why the hell he hasn't figured it out. Is he stubborn? Maybe that's it. Maybe we're overlooking it. Maybe he's just stubborn. Is he hard to coach? I don't know. We haven't investigated that. I mean, we've just kind of sat here and said, yeah, well, but, yeah, well, but, yeah, well, but. Maybe he's hard to coach. There have been guys who are like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The people that I've talked to that have been around him, that's not the case. Like, he's trying. I think it's just, again, what's the what's going to happen for him to go mechanically? You just ain't going to work. Like, the dude's up here too good. They found things that I don't know how to hit.
Yeah, he's,
how do I combat that and figure it out? Yeah, maybe that's the answer. No?
Let's go to Glenn in Waterdown. You're in Blue Jays talk.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Glenn.
I wasn't sure if you could hear me. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
You know, like a lot of people getting tired of the Vladdy act. And, you know, I have to say, you know, Kevin saying that, you know, he's super talented. He might be, but you look, and I know he's still young, but there's a lot of other young players.
I'm just going to jump in. He's not young. He's been in the game for 5 years. He's not young anymore.
He's not. And you look at other players that were projected superstars and on other teams, and none of them have gone through this length of, you know, not so great hitting that Vladdy's going through. And it the play for his base tonight, to me, that was a lazy play. Is that he took it too easy enough. Of course, people are going to miss plays. But, when there's guys on base like that, you can't miss a throw like that. Like, that's inexcusable. As much as John went to bat for him and say, you know, things happen. I'm sorry, not that. But I had a thought. I mean, what if Joey Votto starts to come around in the minors and starts to hit? So you bring him up, and Vladdy's doing what he's doing right now, which I will say, I've never seen his at-bats look so bad as I've seen the last few games. He looks almost lost. His swing path is horrible. Like, he's taken some brutal swings. Like, it seems like he's getting worse instead of better. Like, I'm really worried about the guy, and to keep him up in the two-hole, I have to say, they have to move him down. I'd rather put Biggio at first base, give Vladdy a night or two off. And, yeah, is Biggio a first baseman? No, but I think right now he'd be doing better than Vladdy. Like, that, watching him go up and hit these ground balls and key, double play balls, and, it's so frustrating. And if being the two-hole doing that, you can't do that.
Appreciate the call, Glenn. Yeah, I mean, Kevin, you know, Joey Votto. I don't know if Joey Votto's even. I don't know what he's doing in the minors. I mean, I've seen him. Apparently, he's walking around the ballpark signing autographs. I don't know. Is he taking bet? Is he played in a game? I don't know. I'm sure as hell not waiting for Joey Votto to come and save this team, though. I'll tell you that much. And as far as Biggio at first base, I mean, look, the error tonight was awful. By and large, Vladdy has been a good defensive first baseman. Like, there's a lot of things about Vladdy that concerns us, but I'm not concerned about his play in the field. I'm like you. I'd like to see the footwork get better.
Absolutely.
But beyond that, Joey Votto, by the way, from Ben Nicholson Smith, he started running.
Uh-oh.
But he's not live hitting yet. Not hitting live pitching. So,
I mean, I saw him in spring training after he, whatever he did to his ankle. I had no idea it was that bad. Like, I mean, this has been forever ago since he did that.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
No, I'm with you, man. Listen, I don't. I mean,
if he's healthy and he can start hitting and driving the ball, he will be in the big leagues. Like, they will rush him here. They will send three Ubers down there in a private plane to get him up here. Like, offensively, they're begging for people. So if he can hit, absolutely, to Glenn's point. I agree with Glenn, everything he said, except the not having talent. Vladdy's got talent. It ain't talent. I mean, what he's doing has nothing to do with not having talent. It's just you got to occasionally, sometimes you got to just start to go, maybe what I'm doing mechanically just ain't working. I need to shorten this up and figure it out. How do I hit a fastball consistently? Let's work there. Simple.
Kevin Gausman was asked about the error by Vladdy Jr.
He just kind of, hit me on the shoulder, and that's kind of understood that's my bad. This game's hard, and I've never played first base, so I can't say anything to him, So it's unfortunate because obviously it led to, you know, a big inning, and we weren't able to kind of get anything going after that. But, you know, it's baseball. Nothing more I can do about it now. So, you know, it stinks, but, you know, I still want Vladdy as my first baseman. And so, you know, very confident in his ability over there. And so, you know, that's why it stinks. But, like I said, that's the game. And, you know, unfortunately, we're playing really good baseball, and something like that is, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, it ended up being as important as it was.
At some point, Kevin, you know, God love Kevin Gausman. At some point, if I'm a Blue Jays pitcher, you know, I again, we've talked a lot about Vladdy's defense tonight, but let's not overlook the issue with this team is the hitting, is the lineup.
Absolutely. No question.
That's the issue with this team. You know, the Vladdy era tonight, yeah, we'll talk about it tonight. We'll move on tomorrow. But, man, if I'm a Blue Jays pitcher, I'm looking at this lineup, I don't know if it's going to get any better. I have a general manager that, I mean, they seem to think this lineup's fine. And at some point, if I'm a pitcher, I'm going to be asking somebody some questions.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree
more.
Absolutely.
I have to. I'm doing my, and it's not,
they're doing their part.
They're not being selfish. I mean, they're doing their part.
We got a really good team if we figure out how to get more hits when it matters.
Yeah.
They do. They have, just imagine if the offense was even close to what the starting pitching is, how good this team would be. Like, they most of the time play good enough defense. Their baseball IQ running around the bases mm-hmm. is good enough. It's just the 2-for-10s with runners in scoring position. There's just too many games of those. And tonight it's not because you faced good pitching. You didn't.
No. Easy to talk about Vladdy's era tonight. It will be the talking point out of the game, but let's not kid ourselves. The issue with this team remains the lineup. It's been that since opening day, and unless something's done, it's going to be that way for the rest of the year. That's it for us. 3-2, the Blue Jays lose to the Kansas City Royals. The good news is the Blue Jays get to do it again tomorrow, and so do the rest of us. 7:40 first pitch tomorrow from Kansas City, the Jays and the Royals, the third game of this series. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Donnacona and Saint-Pierre, Quebec. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com. They are Canada's number one rust protection.